I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You can see Maddie's work at BuffaloBills.com. You can hear Maddie on One Bills Live here on The Fan, Rochester. We are always excited to welcome in Maddie Glab, who has been doing her mock draft tracker. I want to say version 9.0 has recently released. Maddie, what are your findings showing you here? We know wide receiver is a need. Which wide receiver is showing up in these mocks more than any other?
Yeah, at this point, guys, I've tracked 129 mock drafts. I'm going to track through next week. So I'd expect that number would be in the 150s by the time we're done with it. And of those 129, wide receiver has been mocked to the Bills 99 times, which means that's 77% of the mock drafts that I've tracked. A wide receiver is heading to Buffalo, whether it's the 28th pick or whether it's the Bills moving up in the draft to go get a wide receiver. What I've seen lately, a little bit more of lately since the Stephon Diggs trade, is that mock drafts have Buffalo moving up to go get a wide receiver. And that wide receiver has been Brian Thomas Jr. as of late, as people begin to talk about and have been for a while, really talk about the skill set that he possesses and him really being the wide receiver four on a lot of draft boards. He may be going off the boards in the teams. And if a team really needs a wide receiver and wants somebody who they believe can be a proven threat at the next level, maybe you move up and go get that guy. That's what we've been seeing in mock drafts lately. The highest that I've seen Buffalo move up in a mock draft to go get a wide receiver is Chris Trapasso's mock draft from CBS Sports. He had the Bills moving up to number 8 to go get Malik Nabers.
Wow, Malik Nabers at 8 would be great. In your work there, Brian Thomas, a lot of these are saying, hey, you're going to have to move up to get him. Some are saying that he would fall to 28. Maddie, would you actually see, or what would be the percent chance you would think that would be a home run if Brian Thomas Jr. would actually fall to 28?
I know it truly would be a home run, but as I look at these mock drafts and as I continue to track them, the likelihood of that happening, I think, just gets slimmer and slimmer. Now, if somebody like Brian Thomas Jr. gets pushed down to the Bills, it might be because of the offensive tackles that we see come off the board in the first 20 picks. I was speaking with Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network yesterday as I was getting ready for a piece that we're writing next week. And she said, I could see 8 offensive tackles being taken in the first round. That would break a record. The record that was set before was 7 offensive tackles. So if we see 8 go in the first round, maybe that means a wide receiver like Brian Thomas Jr. would be available for Buffalo at number 28. But as we sit right now, I think it's unlikely that he'd be available for Buffalo that late in the draft.
Maddie Glab, BuffaloBills.com, One Bills Live, stopping by the sports bar to talk some Buffalo Bills draft here on the Fan Rochester. What about a guy that we know Brandon Bean and company spoke with in Indianapolis at the Combine, Maddie? Tell us what you're seeing when you're looking over these mock drafts for A.D. Mitchell out of Texas.
Yeah, I really like what I see out of A.D. Mitchell. He's actually the second favorite being mocked to Buffalo. So out of the 129, Brian Thomas Jr. has been mocked to the Bills 33 times. A.D. Mitchell has been mocked to the Bills 32 times. So they're neck and neck in terms of what people think could fit in Buffalo and what might be available for the Bills at 28. He's 6'2", 205. He was the Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year in 2023. The way that he moves stands out on tape. He's a fluid receiver with light feet, which can be seen at the top of his routes. He ran a 4.3 4.40, and he uses his speed as a weapon. He reaches his top speed really quickly and is usually a couple steps ahead of his defender. He's got a great catch radius, and he consistently brings in catches outside of his frame. He has the clutch gene. Mitchell produces in those big games. He caught the go-ahead touchdown that helped Georgia earn the 2021 national title. And he didn't reach the 1,000-yard mark last season, but had 81.8% of his catches go for a first down or a touchdown last year. That's a great number. I look at A.D. Mitchell as this. The second tier of receivers, some people say, it's projection based. What are you going to get out of this receiver? Is there a high floor, a high ceiling? Is it boom or bust? But I look at a receiver like A.D. Mitchell, and I think about pairing him with a quarterback like Josh Allen, who is proven in what he does. And I think a player like Josh and a system like the Bills run could get the best out of a receiver like A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah, there are a lot of choices here. Maddie Glab, BuffaloBills.com, draft coming up on Thursday. Troy Franklin from Oregon, are we seeing any mocks with the Buffalo Bills selecting him at 28, Maddie?
Troy Franklin is a name that started to pop up again. He was popping up quite a bit around the combine, I want to say, and then the name, we didn't see it as much, but as of late, his name has come up again, and he's actually the third favorite player that has been mocked to the Bills. Now, Brian Thomas Jr., A.D. Mitchell have been mocked to the Bills more than 30 times. Troy Franklin is sitting there at 13 right now, so he's the third favorite on the list, and this is somebody who's 6'2", 176 pounds. He was a first-team All-Pac-12 player in 2023. He's quick and a field stretcher. It's not easy to blend a 6'2 frame with a 4'4", 140 time, but he makes it look easy, and he can win with the way that he runs his routes. He led the Pac-12 with 14 receiving touchdowns last season. Franklin also finished his collegiate career with 25 total touchdowns, which was the most in Oregon program history. So you're getting someone who was a productive wide receiver at the collegiate level, but the knock on him is his frame being 176. Are you going to trust that a frame like that will stand up and withstand going up against tough defenses at the NFL level? You think about a receiver like that facing press coverage. Can he do that? And so that's one of the questions on a receiver like him. But I do think he has some talent to him.
Maddie, I want to talk for a second here, but before we continue to talk about some of these tier two wide receiver prospects, we heard from Brandon Bean yesterday, and he kind of came out and said something that we can view as a smokescreen if we choose, or we can take him at his word that the Bills don't necessarily need a number one wide receiver. Now, a lot of us hear that and go crazy thinking, oh, of course you need a number one wide receiver. You just traded one away in Steph Diggs. You've got to replace that player. Do you have to replace that player, or do you have to replace that production? I think you do have to replace that production, and you have to get a player that can do the things that you ask them to do. Do the Bills have a type? Because I always believed that they were looking for guys that were great separators, and that was certainly something that was a strength of Steph Diggs. But do they have a type? Does the prospect that they end up going with here, does he have to be a guy that has a certain build, a certain frame, a certain skill set, or are they just going to take the guy that they believe has the intellect to understand this offense and the ability to do whatever they ask him to do?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I have no idea what they're going to end up doing, but I think about what's in the wide receiver room already, right? And I think about what they have and what they don't have. And I think one thing they'll be looking for is an explosive receiver, somebody who does have that yak ability. You talk about what Steph was able to do for four straight years with the Bills. He was able to separate. He was an explosive wide receiver. He was able to get those yak yards. And I think that's something that would look great on this roster that would really help round out the wide receiver room. I'm excited to see Khalil Shakir next year and what he can do based on what he did this past season and how he really came on as a strong receiver at the end of the year. That's a spot that he earned, and a lot of hard work went into that. I'm excited to see the confidence level this season because he saw production last year, and I can't wait to see what Curtis Samuel brings to the offense as well. I think he can be used in a lot of different ways. He's going to be a chess piece for Joe Brady, and I know we have Mac Hollins too, who will add to that size, but I think adding another receiver with some size, with some explosiveness, with some yak and rack ability would look great on this team. Justin Shorter is another question mark. What can this guy offer? How is he going to look once we get into OTAs? These are some questions that I'm kind of thinking about as we sit here a week before the draft, looking at that wide receiver room.
Maddie Glad, BuffaloBills.com, as she has her article up now at the team's website. I think you're going to do one more before we get there on Thursday. And Maddie, I'm trying to think of different scenarios here. And the scenario being, maybe the Bills trade back. Maybe they wait till the second round. Your thoughts on some of these other guys, Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey. Could you actually somehow maybe trade up in the second round and wait a little bit? Are there any other receivers that you personally like that the Bills could take here beyond round one?
Yeah, it's interesting hearing Brandon Bean talk about the first round grades that they have this season for this NFL draft. He said it was more than last year, but not 28. Now, that doesn't mean that once they get to 28, if they decide to stay there and pick there, that doesn't mean there's not going to be a first round grade available for them. Every team places grades on players differently. So there could be a first round grade available for them at 28. But if there's not, maybe they decide to move out of the first round to go get a receiver like Xavier Worthy or Leggett or Ladd McConkey or Ricky Pearsall. I think these are all names who might be available in the second round. Now, Worthy, I wonder if he's going to sneak into the first round just because of that 4-2-1-40. Tyreek Hill, what he did for the NFL in terms of speaking about speed and what that can do for an offense, I think really, really has a lot of teams thinking differently about what speed can bring to an offense. So I wouldn't be shocked if I saw him sneak into the bottom of the first round just because of the traits that he possesses and how a defense has to account for a player like that and how you could really shape an offense around a player like him. Somebody that I really enjoy too is Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. I think he could be a fun pickup for the Bills in the second round. He's 6'1", 191. He ran a 4.4140. He has a great feel for how to play the wide receiver position with the way he finds and creates space. He's impressive with the way that he can track the ball and make catches that seem outside of his catch radius. He plays really tough. He gives off the aura of my life depends on this game. And I feel like that fits in Buffalo's offense. That's how Josh Allen plays the quarterback position. He had the best catch of the year last season. It was a one-handed catch against Charlotte. He just jumped in the air, stuck a hand out, and caught it. It was so impressive. If you guys haven't seen it, you got to look it up. He led Florida in receiving yards over the last two seasons and saw improvements every year in college. I think he possesses a skill set needed to be a productive wide receiver in the NFL, and he's got quickness and a good feel for the position. I mean, Ladd McConkey and Ricky Pearsall are also talked about together. I think Ricky Pearsall, or Ladd McConkey, I mean, is an all-around smart player. I really like watching him, and I've enjoyed getting to study his tape and what he possesses as a receiver. He's a dynamic route runner. He can trick defenders with his quick and soft feet. He knows how to find the creases in the game and knows how to get open. He just seems like the wide receiver who does the film work, and then you see that translate on the field. And then a player that I have enjoyed watching as well is Xavier Leggett. He plays the position really strong as well. He can break through defenders. You see stiff arms and hurdles on tape when you're watching him. He's not afraid of press coverage. He's not afraid to get dirty. I think he can add a little bit more to his route tree at the next level. But these are wide receivers that I think could be available for the Bills in the second round if they decide to trade back and accrue more draft assets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maddie, I don't want to get off the wide receiver train, but I do want to play devil's advocate for a second, because they mentioned that they don't need a number one wide receiver, and we know that they have to replace the production that they've lost with Gabe Davis and Steph Diggs leaving. We also know that there are holes in this roster on the defensive side of the ball as well. Is there something to be said for looking at defensive line or edge rusher and taking the best player on the board available if you're there at 28? And then a follow-up to that in terms of how Brandon Bean thinks about, as he's drafting, cost control down the road. And maybe he doesn't even think about that, but they do put a different premium on different positions on the field. And if you have a defensive end, for example, on that rookie deal, you have a little bit more control over what they might consider to be a more important position on the team than a wide receiver.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it makes sense to draft positions like defensive linemen and wide receivers in the first round, because you do get that cost control. And the Bills do have to think about, you know, down the road with Josh Allen's contract, you're paying one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So would you rather have a premier position on a rookie contract that you can save on for the next several seasons? Or are you willing to go outside of some of those premier positions and pick up a player like Cooper DeJean, who's also popped up here and there in mock drafts since I've been tracking? He could be a difference maker in his first season. It would be interesting to see where he would play on the Bills' defense, whether that would be cornerback or safety. I see him as a safety in this defense, just knowing the holes that we have in this roster. I mean, I know we have Taylor Rapp and Mike Edwards. It'll be interesting to see how things shake out in that room with starters. But Cooper DeJean is someone who is athletic. He's got good size. He's instinctive and strong. He knows how to get his hands on the football and is great against the run. He's got a knack for finding the end zone when he picks picks the ball off. He knows how to run through people because of his experience returning punts. He does an incredible job of reading the quarterback and can bait a quarterback and knows when he can really pursue the football and pick it off. And when you look at edge rushers, a player that I've grown to like, and I know there's the medical questions about him, is Laiatu Latu, the defensive end out of UCLA. I think he has a lot in his toolbox that is going to be important at the next level. He's an all-around athlete. He's got some finesse to the game with the way he has moves, and he's got creativity with the way he plays the position. It looks easy to him. He has a great instinctive speed. He can play the run and the pass. He's really good at shedding blocks. He's strong with the way he can blow past an offensive line and knock a quarterback to the ground. So while wide receiver is the favorite right now, I can also see this team going a different position if that's what makes sense for them at 28. Or let's say there's a run on wide receivers earlier than we thought there would be, and the Bills are sitting at 28, and the guy that they would have chosen in the first round if they wanted to is not available. Well, then maybe they go defensive end. Maybe they go a defensive back. I could see that happening as well.
Maddie Glab, BuffaloBills.com, our guest, and certainly Bills fans. As you know, Maddie, yes, we all are focused on round one, but boy, watching Friday and then into Saturday, and you want to get lots of talent in this draft. And a question about the running back position, because we saw the report that Notre Dame running back Audric Estime was in for one of those top 30 visits. What are your thoughts on Estime, and could he actually still be around, do you think, in round four?
Yeah, he's projected as a fourth round, a day three guy. So the question that goes along with that sentence, though, is when is the run on running backs going to start? Because if it starts earlier than expected, then maybe he's going to be off the board. But Brandon Bean was asked about the running back position and asked what he thought about the guys in it and if he would be wanting to look for a bigger bodied running back. And he said, you know, we're excited to have James Cook and Ty Johnson back next season. And I know Damian Harris and Latavius Murray were kind of our power running backs last season. Damian really didn't play much. But that would make sense to add to our running back room. But if we can't find a running back that's 220 plus pounds, then we would just take the best available, take someone who would add and round out our room. But Audric Estime is built like a linebacker. Oh my gosh. I like his measurables. 5'11", 221 pounds. He ran a 4.7 140. And once he gets going on film, it looks like it's really tough to stop him just because of the power that he has to him. He'll break through defense and just go. He had 18 touchdowns last season, 29 in his career in college football. So he's a productive running back. He led the team in rushing the last two seasons. I like the way he cuts. He's a powerful back with the way that he moves, but he has the vision of a smaller running back. And I love the blend of those two things, because I feel like you don't usually get that in a powerful 220 pound body, but he's somebody that I would also love to see on this team.
So Maddie, as you're monitoring all the mock drafts, and you mentioned how many you're going through, how often do you see the Bills moving up? How often do you see them moving down? What do you think that likelihood is that the Bills actually get out of round one or move down to later in round one?
I think out of the ones that I've tracked so far, so 129 total, I've seen them move out of the first round only once or twice. So it's not popular, but I also feel like when you're doing a first round mock draft, it's not as fun to have a team move out of the first round. So maybe that's why we just haven't seen it as much. But speaking of trading up to go get a player, since, like, let's say in the last 9 days, I've counted 6 mock drafts that have us trading up to go take Brian Thomas Jr. or Malik Nabers. We've had 5 or 6 mock drafts that have us trading up to go take Brian Thomas Jr. in the last 2 weeks. So that's been a favorite name for us in terms of trading up. Now, with who we're trading up, and trading our picks with. I've seen the Eagles pop up a couple of times, sitting at 22. So moving up from 28 to 22 to go get Brian Thomas Jr. Is he going to be available at number 22? I'm not sure. I'm starting to be convinced that he's going to go in the late teens.
Mock Draft Watch 9.0, Maddie Glab doing all the work, so we don't have to, you know, she's doing all the work for us. When does 9.0 we can go check out right now? When is 10.0 coming out, Maddie?
10.0 is coming out early next week, I believe Tuesday or Wednesday, so a perfect preview ahead of the draft on Thursday night.
Really unbelievable job this offseason so far, Maddie. Looking forward to seeing what the Bills do come next weekend, and looking forward to seeing you hopefully again here at St. John Fisher for training camp. It'll be fun to see some new faces.
I know, I'm excited, and I can't wait for the draft. What a fun time for this team.
Thanks, Maddie. Let's do this again. Thanks, Maddie.
Appreciate you guys.
You got it. Maddie Glab. You can read her work at BuffaloBills.com, her mock draft watch. Fun little series this offseason to kind of keep track of here. And version 10.0 early next week in advance of next week's NFL draft starting Thursday night.
I see with all these receivers, and it's the quarterback sometimes that makes the receiver, I think they stay there at 28th, Danger. I think they do the unexpected. And maybe it's McConkey at 28.
The unexpected would be going defense at 28.
Actually, it's not a bad idea, though.
I know.
If you can get the receiver in round two.
I know that there's a lot of people that want that wide receiver in the first round. And I'm not here to tell you that they're set at wide receiver, because they're not. But I'm also not going to tell you that they're set at edge rusher, because they're not. They've got some holes to fill. I'm not going to tell you that they're set in the secondary, because I don't know that they are. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out, how it all falls to the Buffalo Bills in terms of how many of those receivers go, how many of those offensive tackles go, how many quarterbacks go. That'll all help dictate what the Bills decide to do at the end of the first round.
Look, teams that have that safety. The Ravens taking Kyle Hamilton.
Love that.
Yeah, it makes such a difference for your defense. Cooper DeJean could be that. I don't think Cooper DeJean there is there at 28. Why are you laughing?
Because you've convinced yourself that you've got your guy, I've got mine.
All right.
It's Cooper DeJean. Go ahead, Gene. It's okay.
I want Cooper DeJean. I think Sean McDermott and Cooper DeJean have this bond.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Ladd McConkey. I think if Ladd McConkey was if they don't leave Detroit without Ladd McConkey, they're missing out. I think that Ladd McConkey is the kind of guy that you plug in and immediately there's a connection with Josh Allen, and from what we hear, smart guy, will be able to pick up this offense. We'll see. It'll be it'll be a lot of interesting. It'll be an interesting night for sure. Not just when the Bills are on the clock, but what happens prior, because you heard Maddie. There's a lot of mock drafts out there that have the Bills trading up. A lot of them have the Bills getting up as high as the top 10. I mean, anything is possible.
And anything, yeah.
Anything is possible, and you can never say never. Todd Walsh, voice of the Phoenix Coyotes, will be joining us next hour, about a half an hour from now. We have time for your calls at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326. And we'll update you on the news of the day. Today, the Buffalo Bills and the Pegulas announcing that 25%, roughly 25% mm-hmm. of the team is for sale. And what does that mean for the other rumors that have been circulating around their owned sports properties, including our Rochester Nighthawks? We'll get into that and more next. And again, your phone calls are always welcome at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.